You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. This is the place to be if you're ready for the best podcasts of the paranormal. Curious and sometimes unexplained. Now listen to this.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For over 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Each week for the past 3 years, I've delivered an episode to you with a smile on my face, ready to motivate, inspire, and make sure you understand the reality of the afterlife, that your loved ones live on, and life is yours for the taking. We currently are living in a world of fear and war, and I see what's happening on television, and I can't begin to imagine what it is like for the poor people who are suffering. What I want to do on this episode today is start out with a conversation from our friend, Mr. Eric, resident of the afterlife, through the mediumship of Scott Milligan. And as you may know, Scott has been sitting with his eyes closed for much time over the past 26 years, working with his guides, working with his inspirers in the various kinds of mediumship, trance mediumship, physical mediumship, and evidential mediumship. For over 3 years now, on most Fridays, we host what's called In the Arms of Eternity. We first sit for healing, followed by a demonstration of trance mediumship. Eric Robert Johnston, who passed around the end of the 1800s, is the person that communicates with us. He has proven his existence. He's a real person, but he is connected with the powers that be on the other side. If you go to wedontdie.com, scroll to the bottom of the store page. There are hundreds of hours recorded of questions and answers with him. You can get them all for free. You can join us live and ask a question yourself. He never misses a beat, and he answers questions in such a kind and thoughtful way. Three questions will be asked of him during this episode. One is about these evil people that walk this earth and do horrendous things, do they go on? Another question is, what can each one of us do in these times? And then the last question, what is it like when we depart this earth? Is there a white light? Is there a tunnel? What happens on the other side? And at the end of this episode, we all follow a healing meditation, not only to send healing for our loved ones, we might need some as well for ourselves, but certainly to send healing to the people of this earth. Our first question was asked a year or two ago, but the words really apply. And something else, just because someone is a speaker or an author or has their own podcast, even me, doesn't mean you have to believe everything they say.
I have a friend who does a lot of speaking. She says that everything in our life is planned. The children that were shot in those schools planned it before they came here. She said we have no free will, and that when we pass over, all the evil in the world, like Stalin and Hitler, they become all-knowing and they'll be with us. These things are very disturbing to me, what she said, and it's been bothering me.
Well, my friend, may I say this to you? Certain words that you have used brings a moment of clarity to say to all of you that life is to live. It is an adventure. The destination is to come back to the golden shores of eternity. What you do in between that, my friend, lies within yourself. Why would anyone choose a plan that will cause much disturbance, much upset, pain and suffering to others? Why would one choose, and why would God, however you see God to be, make this the master plan of your existence? Sometimes, my friend, bad things happen, but someone needs to blame something. And instead of people taking responsibility, they say, well, it was the plan. It was what was meant to be. As one may then pass from this world, but then the family that is left behind dies. Happiness seems to evade them. My friend, may I say this to you? Yes. And I have spoken of free will before. For if anyone is to carry the love of our world and be used as a media arm, a voice, if free will is a rope, they will have one hand on it and we will have many. If someone chooses not to be our voice, and if free will is a rope, we will have one hand upon it, and they will have many. We are not here to tug, to drag, to push. It is the soul itself may have experience, and we respond to that experience. The children that you speak of did not believe that they would leave their home and never return in the physical manner. A person chose to do something that has catastrophic effects on many people. The sadness to this story, that the candlelight was barely known before it was blown out in your world and ignited within our reality. Those who have come to our side of life know only of peace. The one that has done this act, they will be met in a different capacity. The ones you spoke of, that names are known, that when they come to our side of life, they are taken into another vibration. And if that vibration is not to benefit consciousness, they will be absorbed and therefore will not exist. Your world that then comes to ours will search through many mansions and they will find nothing. when you come to our side of life, it is about progression. You will see great vibrations. You'll be reunited with great people and loving people. But then, my friend, these individuals that have caused this act, they will not have that experience. They will simply not exist. Like a drop of rain, my friend, that falls into the ocean, it does not exist. It will not be the drop of rain. It is gone. It is part of consciousness. We have observed recently someone who claimed to have astral experiences said, I have seen Hitler and therefore Hitler exists. And this will be absolute because it was their karma. We give guidance where we can, but they choose a different way of thinking. And therefore, my friend, they stand upon the stage and speak. I have had this, so it is absolute. What a shock will come to them when their journey here on earth is done. And if they have written books that sit on dusty shelves, it does not make one to be more intelligent. Can you not all master the pen in a single hand? But what will be of benefit is going to the mother or father of that child, wrapping your arms around them and say, what can I do? What can we do now so that no one else feels the pain that you have felt? And in the name of memory, let us change the law. Their time on earth was short, but the shadow they leave behind will help and change and will be known by the lips of many. And so, my friend, if there is a plan, why would one choose it? Isn't life more about being spontaneous? I hope you understand when I say automaton. Is that the modern phrase that you use, automaton? A robot.
Yes.
A robot must be told what to do. Yes. It must be programmed what to do. If there is no free will, you are an automaton.
Yes.
Who presses those buttons? Whose cruel hands or wicked mind creates your future? The future is within you. But sadly, sometimes other people, because they have choice, chooses to then affect another. And so, my friend, you've already kind of answered what troubles you. You have said this does not sit well with me. Then, my friend, you know that this person that speaks of this has found their path and you have chosen a different. One day, when the dust and the glitter and the glamour of this world fades, people will be seen for what and who they are. They may have mighty names now, but there are mighty flaws to scrub in our world.
Thank you so much.
It's pleasing for you.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Eric. And I always enjoy hearing from you.
It's very kind of you, my dear. Then, with your kind permission, let us move along.
Yes, it is time to move on. But fear not, some good things in store. A conversation with Mr. Eric about the state of the world and what each one of us can do. Also, what's the experience when we leave this earth? Do we see a light and a tunnel? And at the very end, a special healing meditation from me to you. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/shades.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm George Norrie. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, it's producer Tom of Coast to Coast AM, and more Sandra starts right now.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and in this segment, I want to play for you some words from Mr. Eric, my friend in the afterlife, through the trance mediumship of Scott Milligan. We all want to know what difference we can make with what's happening in the world. And although he's referring to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, I think the words really apply now. So this is from one of our Fridays in the Arms of Eternity.
You know, we live in the same world you lived, one of duality. And I know, forgive me for my judgment, but what I call wrongness, evil, whatever these things are that's going on with children trafficking, deliberate hurt to another human being, what can we do individually and collectively to address the real negativity on our planet? I know I'm one individual human. I know what I can radiate. I know what I can give. And I know that there is love and support from the spirit world. But we have to do the work. And sometimes it does feel frustrating. It does feel overwhelming, like we of the light, we're not making a difference. I'm doing what I can here, my healing ministry, joining with other people. But sometimes I just feel it's like, even though I signed up to do this and even though I'm clergy, it still is not enough. And we need specific, concrete things that we can do along with the higher consciousness that so we can change this world. So I'm going to stop. Sorry, Sandra. Took me so long to get that out.
I've enjoyed your company, my friend. Please no, not apologize at all. What you have said, I believe in some way each of you are experiencing. But you said, I am one person, but one stone can affect the mill pond. One drop of rain can affect the stream. The situations that your world is facing are man-made. It is of physical, not of spiritual. It is not of the soul. The individuals that cause much unrest and much afflictions to others, their soul is buried. The body is experiencing whatever emotion it is at that time. Hatred towards the individual only feed it. Negativity is a beast. Keep feeding it negativity, it will digest it and make it strong. Feed it love, which is the hardest test that you will face. Send them love. No one is born bad. It's something they grow into and what we pray they will grow out of. Yes, they will be incarcerated, and those who will survive them will carry what they have inflicted upon them. These are the individuals that we must support, but we must also support the one that has done it. It is the only way your world will start to heal. Throughout history, we have repeated the same behaviors, the same reaction, and therefore, sending thoughts of punishment and hatred, all the stuff that this beast needs to devour to be strong, it must stop. Yes, they will be punished, but in your prayer, pray for the light to touch the soul of the individual so that the soul can then come to the surface. And then the soul and the body can face what they have done and know it to be wrong, so that they themselves can start their own spiritual quest to dissolve what has happened within them. Your prayers have the mighty force, but as you have inherited all of our mistakes, we have been preparing your world for many years, and we spoke of the time of change. We were preparing you, but now, the time of change is now, not then. Now, your world is experiencing rapid changes, causing great reactions. Negativity knows its days are numbered, but is yet to play its final hand. You will continue to see great unrest. But until mankind react in a different way, around and around you will go. This is why, my friends, what you have faced in the few years of your life, you have made a promise to carry spirituality. When you were incarcerated by the virus, your world thrived when mankind realized what was truly important. So many people were running to their place of work, finance, back home to bed, and again and again and again. But when you were incarcerated, you enjoyed your family's company. You started to see the world evolving. But then you are released from your prison and the wheel starts again. We must help you to break the chains of everyday thought. With your healing balm, with your healing prayer, give healing to those who have suffered. And if it is hard for one to consider, choose one individual that still lives upon earth that has done the unspeakable, and send them the compassion. If you say, Eric, I can't do that to that person, then do it to their soul. Their soul did not play any part of it. Their soul had been buried by the human experience. Pray to the soul can then intervene. In your world at this moment, two countries are fighting under the voice of someone who chooses insanity. The other one, even though corrupted, chooses to mend their ways now to stop your war. Speak to the souls of the individuals so that they can awaken and step forward to realize that all life is sacred. All life must come to our side, but they will come to their own vibration. But, my friend, do not diminish who you are as one person. As one person can change the course of this world. In your modern way of understanding, a lady that had nothing, didn't own the roof above her head, only had a chair and a writing desk, and poured into the pages a fantasy that captured the imagination of nearly every child of your world. A boy that stuttered and was hidden by society, unloved by many, picked up an instrument and became its master. And now the songs are sung in the four corners of your world. One person, one decision, one courageous moment can change so much. But if any of you find whatever words I have shared with you unpleasing, follow your heart and live by your example that I hope inspires others to lead by example. Is that pleasing for you?
Yes, it is. And I knew about the ripple in the pond. I just know emotionally, our emotional bodies get in the way.
Oh, of course, my friend. And it's one day you'll discard it and be no more. And what a wonderful day it will be when you come to our side of life and you see the impact that you have had.
We will definitely see the impact. Not only do we have that life review and experience things from other people's perspective, but we get to see the ripple effect of our actions and where our good deeds led to. Mr. Eric was talking about a boy who stuttered, who did great things. I'm not exactly sure who he was talking about. I know the famous B.B. King was someone who communicated through music because he stuttered, and he went on to become an incredible musician. Also, the story of the woman who changed the world, that is J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter. She's been homeless. She's lived with depression. She has suffered great grief. She has been turned down many times, and she went on to do what she has done through Harry Potter. So one person can make a difference. When we get back, we're going to hear more from Mr. Eric about what the dying process is like. Do we see a light? Do we see a tunnel? I think you'll be very comforted by the words. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
We're happy to let you know that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows all for free. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. coasttocoastam.com is where you want to be.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The best afterlife information you can get while you're alive.
Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. I wanted to continue with this segment with some words from our resident friend in the afterlife. That is Mr. Eric Robert Johnston. He answers a question now about what happens when we pass. Do we see that white light and tunnel?
There are certain points of your inquiry which will be personal to the individual. It is easy for many to see the tunnel of light because you have something to then allow your mind to imagine, as each of you may have seen a tunnel of light throughout your existence, so it be familiar to you. For myself, I felt an overwhelming tiredness. A rested sleep I must have, and as my eyes closed, I woke, feeling rested, not blinded by light, but knowing that I was loved. The pain that one may have felt just now instantly disappears. Those who are confined to aids where chair, where legs do not function, they instantly stand. Those who are blinded in your world can see clearly within our reality. Those who are deaf to your world can hear within our world. The imperfections first are taken away because it belongs to the body, not the soul that is becoming the spirit. It is often expressed that our world is called the summer land. And if one could consider within your reality, when the sun is at its best, so is everything. Everything has come into its life, its best. And therefore, my friend, what greets you is a land of peace, but at its best. If you allow me to go further, to allow your mind to continue to paint a portrait that you will then revisit in your mind of contemplation. If you go to a place of rest in your world or visit another country, You may arrive with peace, or it may have been disruption of leaving your house to the destination. There may be sickness along the way, but when you reach your summer land, all the turmoil and troubles that you once faced has gone at your arrival. You may then choose to rest for a moment or to explore the new land. There are always people who are accustomed to aid you in your acceptance of where you have been to where you are now. Conversations may spark of curiosity. How was your journey and how do you feel now? You know where you are. These are common thoughts that are shared instantly. And as you take a moment, your family who have gone before you, your animals that you may have loved, become part of the experience, part of your vision, and therefore you see those who you have known and loved. That brings you the greatest joy. They fling their arms around you and welcome you and speak so fast and say, I've got so much to tell you. I have so much to show you. And they will help with the process of where you have just been to where you are now. This whole experience is faster than light. We adjust ourselves to the newly arrived. So it helps people to understand. If you yourself come to our side of life in a traumatic experience, be it a gathering where there was great violence, and many of you have come to our side of life, we must inject humor and wisdom into the situation. In America, there was an act of violence where buildings crumbled to the ground. There were people of our world that decided to dress in manner that was pleasing, that brought patriotism to the situation. For instance, certain individuals dressed as Lady Liberty, Uncle Sam, and regaled in song that brought peace. And as they saw the individuals, they laughed at those who are dressed in such regalia. We welcomed them in peace and said, do not look behind you. Look over there. Can you see the ones that you love? Because, my friends, we must inject peace into the situation. We will look after those who have gone. You look after to those who remain, who are now mourning the individuals or reacting to the situation. For war creates more grief. We desire only peace for you. So, my dear boy, we react to the individual, but the common thread is the moment that the last breath, there is no more pain. There are times when the soul must come to our side of life, even know that the body still functions. It is of no benefit for a soul that desires to be free, to function in a body that does not function sufficiently, that the outcome will be transitioning from your world to ours. Many people experience a sense of coma before they're passing from your world to ours. The body may seem that it is asleep but aided. The soul of the individual has already come to the golden shores, but paddles in the water until the severance of the cord. And then, my friend, Nothing under your sun will return them to you. The body must be honored in a moment of rest before it is disposed of. And I mean no offense when I say disposed of. If it is to return back to the earth, consumed by fire, or lost in the ocean, as long as you have honored the garment, then you have honored God, however you see God to be. A child that comes to our side of life would not want to be greeted by myself. So many people will change their appearance so it can react for the child. But the family will respond to the child, and the child will know because they will proceed it with thought. They will see the beauty. To all of you now, you do not remember your birth. And equally, my friend, you may not remember what has taken you from this world to ours. You're only reminded when you come back to engage in the process of identification and acceptance for the medium's mind.
The man who asked this question had a follow-up question on whether he would have an emotional breakdown when he gets to the afterlife and sees his wife for the first time.
My dear boy, emotion is love, pure love. It is showing that you truly love someone. But as you fling your arms around your wife, we will become emotional because we knew and know now that pure love was there. And the celebration will begin, but we are mindful as we celebrate your arrival. People in your world will mourn. So we must support those who were left behind. But, my dear boy, the tears that you may experience will be tears of pure love. Your wife will make you feel better. I promise you that. For someone who fell in love and to have their wife transition before, I was tortured by ideas. Did she know I truly loved her? And when I died, I came to a world of light. And at the center of the light was my wife. And when I saw her for the first time. It made me feel alive. Hundreds and thousands of thoughts came and went in an instant, and as she looked at me, I also saw my children, who did not live, but now live now. My family is complete. I will never shed a tear again, but I will feel the love which gives me the warmth and confidence that your world is still the paradise. Is that pleasing for you, my dear boy?
Yes, yes, thanks very much. I shouldn't say it, but I look forward to the day that I arrive back in spirit. I do feel that way.
Well, my dear boy, because you have taken away the power of fear of death. Dying is easy. Living is difficult. But, my dear boy, we're not expecting you over now. But you must live in your world, create memories. But what a wonderful place to be. Then you have no fear, and you will greet death as a simple stream that you will simply hop over.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Right there, there's more Sandra coming right up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, it's the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren. Don't forget to check out my show, Strange Things, each week as I bring you the world of the truly amazing and bizarre right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Sky. Keep it right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. Before we go into our healing meditation, I'm going to make some announcements because you might be in that quiet, dreamy space by the end, and I don't want anything to disrupt you. If you want to stay in that space or perhaps take a nap or continue the healing. First of all, our home base is WeDon'tDie.com. Be sure to either join us on a Friday for In the Arms of Eternity. You can find all of the past replays for free at the store page at WeDon'tDie.com. Just scroll to the bottom of the page. Also, we offer weekly medium classes. We have our free Sunday gathering, which of course has medium demonstrations included. And there's so much more. Grief support. You get a free copy of my book if you enter your name and your email address at the bottom of the We Don't Die home page. It says just the first few chapters. The secret is it's the entire book. As we go into our healing, there is so much research and evidence of the power of prayer, especially when two or more people come together. Now, I know not everybody is going to be listening at the exact same time, but don't discount what you can do, not just for self-healing, helping with your loved ones, but also impacting planet Earth. I really think we can make a difference. It is said that those in the unseen world can use our human energy and direct it to where it is needed on the earth. I'm going to ask you to just say your own prayer. Just ask, use my energy for whoever or wherever it is needed in the world. What's important is not the words, but your intention behind it. Find a comfortable place, take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, continue that easy breathing, I want you to imagine right now, in the center of your being, you have a bright white light.
This is the light of your soul. This is the light of the divine that is connected to each and every one of us. See that light growing larger and larger. As you breathe, the light continues to grow. And in just a little while, that light is now radiating through your pores and out into the room that you're in. Imagine that light filling the room. That is the light of love. Imagine a divine light coming from somewhere outside. Perhaps you imagine the sun. Imagine that light, the divine light, merging with your light. And as you imagine that, the light gets very bright, but it doesn't hurt your eyes. You are filled with warmth and love, feeling connected to your divine source. Imagine this beautiful room becomes a bubble of this bright white light. The power of love is healing. I want you to imagine now those that you love, both in this world and in the unseen world, come together within this beautiful bubble of white light. You see their faces. There may be some reunions, hugs perhaps, and feel this love. If you'd like to join hand in hand with all of these loved ones, your guides, please do so. And first, in the center of this big circle of love and light, if you have any people, pets, or even yourself that needs some healing, go ahead and put those in the center of the circle. Imagine all of the people in this glowing ball of white light sending you their love. Or if it's someone special to you, imagine this love just radiating right into them, filling them with this bright healing light. And as if by magic, see them transform into healthy, whole, and well. See a smile on their face. Feel the joy. This is a powerful circle. And now imagine that everyone has joined hands again, all healthy, whole, and well. And in the center of white light, place the world. See planet Earth spinning ever so slowly. And as we know there is pain and suffering on this planet, pour that love, that light into the planet so that it hits every person, every creature, every bit of nature. This white light seeps into everything. And as Mr. Eric said earlier, those people who are doing terrible things, imagine that this white light wakes up their soul. It turns off the ego, the hatred, and they are reminded who they really are. Imagine that white light glowing within each one, turning to peace instead of war. And now I want you to imagine that earth again, spinning in the center of the circle. Hold hands with those that you love, both in this world and the next. Know that you are powerful, that you make a difference, and all you need to do is have that loving intention and send that light. I'm going to be quiet for just a couple of minutes, and in this time, if you can let your thoughts bubble to the surface, try to remain in the present moment, just listening to the music. Let thoughts fade away until I am back with you. Thank you. In that moment, I am certain those in the unseen world use us to direct healing to where it is needed. Anytime we give our love and healing, we also get some back in return. So now, if you wish to stay in that gentle, relaxed state, please do so. If you wish to take a few deep breaths and open your eyes, you can do that also. Thank you for spending this time with us. I'm Sandra Champlain. You've been listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
And if you like this episode of Shades of the Afterlife, wait until you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.